Your voice.
That's true. Feels good to be here.
Recording in progress.
Okay, guys. Questions in the room first for the main man. Mitch, you want to kick this off?
Sounds good. Dennis, obviously a historic moment for the club. How special was that particularly? You know, you get to celebrate in front of the fans there at the end, and just the whole game in general. How special was that?
Yeah, it felt very special. Like, it's still like now it's amazing, like the feeling in the locker room, but like also on the pitch. We felt it the whole week. We felt it in practice. We felt it every day during the preparations in this game. Like the team is just something special, like honestly, and with the fans, like we were so happy that we had like this first playoff home game ever, and then to win it, even like to make history. But like again, like we're celebrating here, but like I said, like job's not done. Like Sunday's coming very soon. Like we need to recover, we need to rest up and go to Ottawa and yeah, fight for our lives.
What was kind of the switch at the half? Because it felt like, you know, you guys maybe didn't have that many chances in the first half, and then you come out and basically immediately score and, you know, have a lot more in the second half. What was kind of said that, you know, led to that?
I think it was more a mentality. It was more we entered the locker room in halftime and we were like so sure that we're gonna win this game, because we were like, okay, this game is going to our favor. Like, we believe in ourselves. We knew that like Pacific is a very tough opponent. Like, we knew that we were not expecting to win like 5-6-0, obviously. So we knew that it's gonna be like a tough opponent, tough playoff game, and like that they like to play with long balls. They're a physical team. So we just needed to keep believing ourselves in our like abilities, and we knew that we'll get to the chances to score goals, to the opportunities, and that's what happened. And like we just kept stuck to our game plan and executed it well, and I'm so happy for the guys that scored, and I'm happy for everyone in the locker room, and yeah, it's been just amazing.
Dennis, how happy are you feeling to be here tonight after a tough season? You were injured, you came back, you got ready for this game, and to be here tonight, win a game, make history on the Georgia United playoffs. Can you give us a little, can you explain us a little bit more? How are your feelings?
No, like my feelings obviously are like very, I wouldn't say mixed. I would say like obviously I'm happy, but like at the same time I'm trying to stay focused for the next game that's coming up. But yeah, just for me, I know that like it's been like a tough season, but trying to stay as composed, as professional as possible, to work as hard, and like it's been frustrating for me sometimes. But like, hey, I was always there to try to support the team. I was always a part of the locker room. I was always part of the team, and I knew that I just need to keep working to get the opportunity to like when the coach needs me, and like to step up. And I think that's what happened today, and like that's why even after injuries, after tough times, like after rain there's sun. It's always like that. So, and we try to keep shining as long as possible.
How was your reaction when you hear the call from Benjamin saying that you will start tonight? And we talked before and saying that on playoffs it's a different game, that you need somebody tough, and probably you're the right guy to bring the toughness on the Georgia night.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, for me, like, it was a little bit surprising, yeah, but, like, at the same time, I know what my qualities are, I know what I can bring to the team, and I also know that, like, it wasn't my first playoff games. Like, I played playoff games, I played, like, a lot of national team games, I played in those important moments when it matters. So I think also, like, that with my experience, like, I can help the team as well. Like, I knew from previous games that like what matters, what needs to be done in those kind of games to get to the next stage, and that's exactly what I tried to bring into the team. And hey, I mean, the team was like, I just love this team. It's just amazing to be part of this team, and like yeah, I don't want this season to be done yet, so yeah,
got a lot to do. Thank you, Dennis. Good fashion statement.
Thank you.
Dennis, how excited and how confident are you guys to go and play Ottawa this weekend, knowing not only your record against them this year, but also some of the things that their coach has said about your team?
I mean, I would lie if I'd say like that it is not in our back of our heads, but at the same time, it's just everything what happened is in the past. It's just like we try to stay in the present. We don't even want to look in too much into the future. Like everything what comes after Sunday will be talked about on Sunday. But like until now, it's just like Ottawa. It's just like this game. We try to prepare ourselves the best way possible, recover the best way possible, and be just as professional as we can be. And everything else, what was said off the pitch and press conferences and whatever, like, of course it's going to be heated. But at the same time, yeah, like, it's just we take that as an extra motivation. But at the same time, trying to stay as professional as possible, yeah.
Tom, Dennis, you know, you guys kind of tonight got out of the gate maybe a bit slower with new formation and maybe some new personnel. I'm just wondering maybe... What do you think was the turning point that allowed you guys to go on and then eventually get that goal?
For me, it was never like a real turning point. I was just like from the first minute of the game, we were confident. Like when we had the possession, we were confident with the ball. We were like trying to find solution. We had a game plan. Like obviously, like I said before, Pacific is a tough opponent. Like we didn't expect like to have like a million chances, whatever. But like at the same time, I felt like very confident, and I knew that the longer we keep a clean sheet, we're gonna score at least one goal. So that's what our main goal was, to keep the clean sheet and just execute in front of the pitch, and that's exactly what happened.
Neil,
your coach brings a certain amount of swagger to the table. Do you think that's translated to the team?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, I would definitely say so. I think like you see the evolution this team made from comparing to beginning of the year. That like now we're just like we have this winning mentality. We just wanna go and win every game possible. Like we wanna win every duel. We wanna win every fight on a game. Like it's 11v11. Everyone in our team wants to win their personal duel against their opponent when they're like 1v1, whatever. So I definitely think that he brought in that mentality, and like hey, it's always. Feel like a winner, play like a winner, and dress like a winner.
Any other questions in the room for best dressed man in football?
Can I make a question in Spanish?
Sí.
Okay, gracias. ¿Cómo te sentiste hoy de estar de vuelta otra vez después de mucho tiempo?
Sí.
¿Cuál fue ese sentimiento de estar con tu equipo y obviamente ganar después de un partido que tuvieron muy difícil?
Sí, no, me siento muy feliz. Me siento muy feliz en este partido porque sabía que ese partido es como un final, es el partido más importante del año y teníamos que ganar ese partido, tenemos que dar todo 100% y por eso me siento muy feliz, no solo por mí, pero por el equipo también, por el staff, por los fans también y ahora a seguir, on to the next one.
Robin,
last
one to wrap this up, please.
Okay, great. Well, this is really about last season, I guess before your time, but you did the 4-5 playoff, but in their town, they beat you. So if some guys who have been here that long for all that season and this season, was there any of them say, you know, yeah, I've been brewing about this all year. We've got to turn this around. And even for your experience just 2 weeks ago, or when they came to your town and 2 goals in 10 minutes flipped them to be the winner.
So. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it was more, it felt more like of a, I wouldn't say a revenge game, but like the game 2 weeks ago was more present because compared to last year, like we are a completely different team now, and also Pacific is a completely different team now. And I don't know, up to last week we didn't even knew that we're gonna face Pacific, so it could have been like everyone basically that was down there. So so we just knew that like 2 weeks ago we made too many mistakes, like and now we just try to execute the details into I wouldn't say perfection, but like as best as possible. So we knew in playoffs, like in those kind of games, like every detail matters. Like the one that's like doing less mistakes is gonna win the game, and that's I think what we did very well today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Dennis, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.